Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Representative Michelle Salzman, who represents the northern, well, geographically, it's like the northern three quarters, but I would say like it's the northern half of Escambia County. Yeah. In the State House of Representatives. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I've never heard it described that way, but that's about right.
Right? I mean, geographically, the North End is all of it, you know? So, hey, just a real quick note. You know, Candy and I were talking about you off the air, and she made the best comment. She said, you know, I love Michelle Salzman. Michelle Salzman is the kind of person, she's like, you know, you got time to lean, you got time to clean. You know, she's always doing something.
No, we were like, in Rotary. It's like, because you do. You show up at everything. We cleaned up parks. She's met Darren.
Right,
no, I love
right,
you so
exactly.
much. I really appreciate everything that you do, and I've just... She's, I can't wait to be president.
And she's the shows up everywhere so person. Right?
I love That's you so true. Much. Thank you for everything that you do.
So, oh, thank you.
No,
I just
absolutely.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you so great.
Time to lean, time to clean.
You are.
That describes her. So I wanted to give you a chance to talk about and promote today's event. You are doing a joint constituent services event from 1 to 3. It's going to be at the Beulah Church on Mobile Highway from 1 to 3 this afternoon. I know people, you know, might not have heard this, or they might not know whether it applies to them. Who should come today? What's the kind of person that you're trying to reach with this event?
So we started these constituent service days when I got elected. We only do 2 to 3 a year, but 2 to 3 a year is a good amount because we're actually in the office. If you were to go by the office, there's actually people there. So an interesting concept for government. But anyway... the event is for anybody that just has any question about anything that is government related. Maybe your ditch needs to be mowed. Maybe you had drainage issues. Maybe you have an issue with ECUA, or maybe you need your driver's license renewed. The tax collector is bringing his mobile unit and he can do mobile ID cards there. You might have problems with your VA claim, your disability claim, your Social Security, your Medicaid, your Medicare. I mean, you name it. It's anything that would touch a government building. We will have somebody there that can help either fix the problem immediately or start a what we would call a case or a service request in whatever facility or agency. So usually we have a good amount of people that come out that just don't know where my office is, or they don't know who to call.
Yeah.
So they come and they say, you know, I have this problem. And we have the county commissioner office all the way to Senator Rick Scott's office. And like I said, tax collector. We'll have veterans agencies there as well in case it's an issue to access the care for a veteran. But there are all kinds of issues that folks have that they call about on a regular basis. And we do those soft turnovers in my office. But you know, as a citizen, when you call a government agency about something and you don't know that person on the other end and they say, oh, that's not my problem, you feel like, you know, nobody really wants to help. So the idea of doing a joint constituent service day came when we had somebody had called my office when I first got elected, and they were trying to get, I don't remember, it might have been a red light changed or something.
Yeah.
And I said, that's not us, that's over here. And they just spent this whole time telling me how they had been given the pass off with, you know, and they started naming all these instances. And I thought, wow, what if we had a one-stop shop where
yeah.
they, whatever you need, they're all there. And that's why if you'll see at my food distributions that I do every 3 months in the North End, you'll see you'll have somebody from Congressman Gates's office, my office, Stephen Barry comes out personally, Kevin Stevens with ECUA, the sheriff comes. I mean, I try to bring all of us together. You know, that collaborative leadership model is so important for just citizens and feeling like they're being heard and that their tax dollars are going towards a government that actually wants to do their job. So
no, I love
it's a
it.
Really cool thing.
I especially think that, I mean, the challenge you're up against, it seems to me a lot of times, as you said, the reason you started doing this is that people know they've got a problem and they know government can help with it, but they don't know which, you know, is it the county? Is it ECUA? Is it the city? Is it the PPD? Is it the state? Is it the Fed? You know, and it almost seems like, and, you know, I don't know if this is even a feasible thing to do, but it almost seems like what we need is a concierge for government where you call, you know, you call 844 or something like this, and all you're asking them is, okay, here's my problem. Here's where I live. Who do I need to contact? You know, and I know that's exactly what you guys do on these days. So anyway, I think it's a great thing. Again, that is today. It is going to be at the Beulah Church on Mobile Highway from 1 to 3. We're talking to Michelle Salzman. Hang on for just a second, Representative. We're going to be get traffic on the fives from Candy.
From your biggest fan. As we take a look around, taking a look over by how you are. I am, Mother. Beulah Church, not showing any slowdowns. It looks like Mobile Highway is clear. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620 News Radio. 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Representative Michelle Salzman. One of the things that you got funded, and you and I talked a little bit about this, you were at the Escambia County Fire Rescue Awards. I thought that was great that you showed up to that, and I know you showed up to a lot of these things. But the $1 million for funding for the training center for Escambia County Fire Rescue, this is something I think, correct me if I'm wrong, has been tried to be done for a long time and finally got through. Is that right?
It is right. You know, a couple of years ago, I've been in office my third session, but the first time I filed for several different public safety projects, they all got either they didn't make it or they got slashed at the end. And I said I was so frustrated, and the fire people, you know, all the folks, the volunteer and the full time ones, professional ones. They all were like, Representative, that's no big deal. We're used to this. I'm like, what do you mean you're used to it? They had been trying to get this training facility funded for like 10 years. And I'm like, how do you try to do something for 10 years in the legislature? I've been in, and that was only one session full. And I said, I there's no way that could take 10 years. So here we are, the third year we got across the finish line.
Nice.
And as I was looking through the veto list and I couldn't find it, I just kept thinking of that conversation where they were like, well, it took us, you know, it's been 10 years. And I don't understand that. And that's what I told them. I said, if it's really the priority of the leadership to take care of our public safety people, it shouldn't take 10 years. You know, it really shouldn't have taken me 3 years, to be honest with you. I'm a little frustrated at how long it took me, because it was every year I said, this is my priority. Fund it, because they call you. Everybody calls you, whether it's at, you know, whatever level of the process it's in. They might not call all the reps, but they always call and they say, what are your top three, you know, and you give it to them. And every time it's been my fire and I just mind blown. But the way it works, it's, you know, this year, almost $120 billion budget.
Right.
So there's a lot of moving parts. Every silo is different, you know, healthcare is the biggest part of the budget, you know, so that the funding projects there are a little bit different, you know, Department of Transportation, they all have different funding silos, but, and there's a lot of people that want fire money. But I'm really excited. We also got some money for some training equipment that they had requested. So
right.
We got a couple of projects across the finish line. And that's interesting that you knew that was that would be one of my favorite ones, because I'm just so excited we finally got it. Matter of fact, the guys are still like, I don't know if we should announce it yet, because what if something else happens? Because last year we got it all the way to the end. And it was in one of those special project buckets that we had funded as a legislature, and it never made it through because of the hurricane and lack of funding to do that. They pulled from that project. So they didn't even at the event that you were at with me, where you did a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Your helmet. I mean, they didn't even want to talk about it much there, because they were, you know, they're so worried the money, something's going to happen and the money won't come. And I hate that our first responders are, you know, walking on eggshells like that.
Right.
It shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't. So we also got some really good wins for them for the retirement age, dropping that back several years. And we're going to continue doing things that really support first responders. Another thing that I did this year for our firefighters was I statutorily created an ability for them to fundraise as a nonprofit throughout the state. So if there's a loss in one of the firefighters' families or a firefighter themselves,
yeah,
there's a funding source they can pull from to give them money for funerals or maybe for cancer treatment. Whatever it is, it'll give them some leeway. So that is something I also did for the first responders this year. But
yeah, and there's you got a bunch of things funded. I think I walked through the whole list yesterday, but you know, Sentry, you got a bunch of money for Sentry. Sentry never seems to win anything. So that was, you know, impressive. And then the mental health stuff, which we're totally out of time to talk about, but that's been a huge focus for you, being able to get like the Health and Hope Clinic funded for $500,000, the Lakeview Center short-term residential for $2 million. I mean, you know, a lot of wins in the budget for District 1. And I very distinctly remember that your campaign promise first time around was, if I get a buck, we're ahead. If I get a bill passed and I get a buck, we're ahead. And I would say you have definitely done that. Michelle Salzman, our state representative for District 1, the north half of Escambia County. Michelle, thanks as always for the time. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. 651.